Big Man, Big Song. News is next with Tanya after the weather. Hey, it's one of the all-time BFB classics, that, my friend.
What's a BFB classic?
Oh, it's Meatloaf, Battle of Hell. Think about it.
Oh, big fat bus.
Oh, stop. No, BFB, it's an acronym, isn't it? For brew, fag, bog. Certain songs give you enough time for a brew or a fag or a bog.
Oh, right.
Battle of Hell, rare beast. 9 minutes, 56 seconds. Do all three on a good day.
Brilliant.
That's why I am Mr. Radio.
Oh, so you probably won't be interested in this job swap thing.
What job swap?
We got an email. Well, I did, seeing as though I'm the boss of you.
You are not my boss.
I am. I'm your producer.
Strictly speaking, I think you'll find I'm freelance, Bryn, which means I don't have a boss. I'm a lone wolf stalking the prairie.
What prairie?
The prairie of middle-of-the-road music DJing.
Whatever.
No, don't do that whatever thing. You've been doing that a lot recently.
Doing what?
When you don't agree with something I say, you just say, whatever. And move on. I know you're thinking inside you've won.
Whatever. Anyway.
You're not my boss. Now, inform me, please, of what is going on.
You know the radio station has a charity, yes?
Cheering Up Needy Children. Terrible name.
Well... Children in Need was taken.
Yeah, but... Kunk.
Yeah, it is a bit unfortunate. Anyway, they're doing this job swap thing.
What is it?
The idea is loads of people who work here swap jobs with people in the community.
Oh, I don't agree with that sort of charity stuff, you know. But people at work just use it to climb the greasy pole of success.
Oh, man of principles you are, Justin.
It's what sets us apart from the rest of the animals, Bryn.
Quite. So what they're proposing for us is to job swap with a local TV news station.
What? TV exposure? Grease me up, monkey boy. I'm in.
Thanks for coming to the meeting, Bryn. Tanya. Even you, Justin. Aren't you on air at the minute?
It's OK, Charlie. I've done a music mix. Battle of Hell, Bohemian Rhapsody and Michael Jackson's Earth Song.
All the BFBs.
BFBs?
Beautiful funny ballads.
Anyway, Charlie, you know me, always happy to get involved with cheering up needy children.
Oh, you can empathise, can't you?
Because I'm always cheering people up.
No, because you're needy and you're childish.
Not childish.
Have you got any more of those Haribos, Justin?
Sorry. Sorry, have we got a problem?
No, it's him.
Carry on.
So, this job swap scheme helps us get out into the community and create cross-platform synergy partnerships.
What does that even mean?
Get in with local firms so they sponsor us.
It'll provide terrific branding opportunities for us.
We can put stickers in the windows.
What we can achieve for these kids is... it's unquantifiable.
Meaning, who gives a toss as long as we get some advertising money out of it?
Any questions?
Yeah, have we agreed which companies we're going to be working with?
Ah, well, it has to be like for like. So, Jean from reception is doing some work with the police.
Yes, she's swapping roles with a custody sergeant at the station.
Yeah. At least when she's the car park Nazi queen there, she can give tickets out.
She is a bit of an enforcer, isn't she?
Remember last summer when she threatened the ice cream man with the clampers?
It's not right, Dad, is it? Clamping Mr. Whippy.
That sounds like a film I once ordered by mistake in a hotel.
Sandra from the canteen will be learning all about cordon bleu at Manchester's finest French restaurant.
The only thing Michelin about her cooking is the chips taste like rubber.
Which leaves us with you and Tanya, Justin.
Well, what do you want us to do?
Well, Manchester TV, the local news station, are happy for your show to swap with their show for the day.
Brilliant! Oh, I reckon I'd be smart at news reading. And in the news today, councillors in Eccles say no to dog muck in local park. Coming up, where do the people of Eccles stand on it?
You won't be the newsreader.
No, that'll be me. I'm a qualified newsreader.
The only qualifications you have are that you remain poker-faced no matter what tragedy unfurls around you.
I learned that being married to you.
Oh, you two are spiky. I like that. Let's harness that energy. Let's synergize.
I can't synergize with her. We're divorced.
Yeah, Justin, you'll be doing the and finally item, the heartwarming story at the end of the programme.
What? Skateboarding ducks? A dog whose owner thinks it can sing?
Well, it's up to you. Nothing's set in stone as long as it's heartwarming, and then it'll be fine. They've given you a very wide brief.
He's got a lot of them already.
It'll be good for our Tanya, this. Bit of exposure.
She's very excited. She's going to buy a new dress and everything.
Your things sound good too, lads.
Does it? I can't do heartwarming. I'm not a heartwarming kind of person.
Oh, sounds like fun.
Sounds like a bit of nonsense tacked on at the end.
Come on, mate. It'll be a laugh. I'm in charge of cameras.
Oh, exciting. Mr. Spielberg.
No, it's Jones, Ray. Bryn Jones.
I know, I was just saying, how come they put you in charge of the camera?
Well, I am the boss of him, aren't I?
How many times?
Whatever. The fella from the TV company says these days the cameras are that simple, even an imbecile could operate them.
Perfect man for the job then, aren't you?
I'm a bit worried about driving around town, though.
How come?
I've got 9 points.
How come?
I got 3 for speeding, 3 for using my mobile, although, ironically, I was making an emergency call when they did me.
How come?
I was ringing my mate who was in the car in front to warn him the police were stopping people for going on their phones.
Bummer. What were the last 3 points for?
Dogging.
Blimey, you get points for anything these days.
Hey, I've got just the thing for you, mate. It's a speed camera detector.
How does that work?
Well, I'm not sure. Ronnie from Steam Club let me have it. But I don't need it. I've got a clean licence.
That's because you drive at 18 miles an hour everywhere.
If it was good enough for Stevenson's rocket, it's good enough for me.
It was hardly a rocket, was it?
Insult George Stevenson, you insult me.
I'll bear that in mind, mate.
Hey, you could do a heartwarming piece based on my Steam Club, you know.
We need a story that not only screams locality, but reflects the lifestyle of our typical listener and viewer of the local news.
Those aren't your words, are they?
No, I heard them in the meeting.
I may just have the answer to your problem, boys.
Brilliant, Ray. Thank you.
Well, Barry from East Lancs Railway Society has organised a train and real ale evening next week. You could do your story from there.
Not sure that's something our audience are going to be interested in, mate.
Really? Well, it sounds right up my street.
Yeah, and evening with beer with twigs and chat about steam trains. Don't forget your anorak.
How did you know about the anoraks?
It's a wild stab in the dark, pal.
It's not all train chat. We have other stuff to talk about.
Like?
Trams.
Here he is. Found time in your schedule to come and see little old Gran, have you?
I'm all about doing stuff for those less fortunate than me these days.
What are you on about?
Oh, I've got this job swap thing at work, you know, for charity.
Charity? We didn't have all that in my day. People running marathons to raise money for this, that and the other. No, we were as mean as sin. But we were happy.
Aunt Tanya's got a big gig, reading the news. She's not even doing it for the right reasons.
So you're annoyed that you won't get as much exposure, are you?
I'm not allowed to be annoyed, am I? It's for charity, that's the whole point.
Listen, numbnuts. It's show business, not show friends. Do you think Lenny Henry cares about Africans?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Well, he might have a passing interest.
Don't say that. I've been moved by some of his films from Africa.
Green screen?
Green screen?
He does them all on them green screens. In a Premier Inn, probably.
I don't think so, Gran.
What are they wanting, anyway?
Oh, a heartwarming story. You know, live from location to go at the end of the bulletin.
Oh, I got one for you. Elsie in here.
What's heartwarming about Elsie?
She's the oldest woman in here. 100 next week. You could visit her when the Queen sends a telegram.
I could work. Do you think she'd be available?
Of course she will. What else do you think she'd be doing? An Argentine tango with Harry the caretaker?
Right, I'll get it sorted. I'll just pass it by the boss.
Bryn?
He isn't my boss.
Whatever.
Oh, good to see you. I've been having a nightmare of a day.
Oh, me too.
What's up?
Oh, you first.
You're not interested in my boring estate agent talk. You always glaze over and start fidgeting.
You are never boring, Lisa. Do you remember that story you told me that time about the office junior who made everyone coffee who wanted tea? And everyone who wanted tea got a coffee.
Yeah.
See, that wasn't boring, was it? I didn't fidget then and glaze over.
I told you over the phone. You could have been fidgeting for all I know.
Well, I wasn't. I love hearing your stories from work.
You're just saying that to be nice, but that's okay.
I'm not. Go on. Come on. What's happened at work?
Well, it's unbelievable, really. Jenny from head office has told us we have to redo all the client forms from 2005 to the present date, back into alphabetical order, when we had them filed in date of purchase order. I mean, it's just madness. Justin. Justin!
Sorry, he was miles away. Oh, yeah. Ooh. Oh, terrible madness.
See?
Sorry, I've had a really weird day.
Weird, Al?
Well, for a start, Bryn thinks he's my boss.
Isn't he?
No.
Whatever.
And Jean on reception's bought pepper spray and handcuffs.
Hen party.
No. It's this job swap thing. I told you about it on the phone last night.
Did you?
Ah, there you go. It's not just me. Worst thing is Tanya's walking around now like Sophie Bloody Raworth.
Well, reading the news, that's what she does.
I know, but I thought this would be my chance to, know, showcase my talents to a wider audience.
I'm sure they'll have you doing something good.
I'm stuck doing a piece to camera from Gran's old folks' home with a woman's having a 100th birthday party.
That'd be great. Heartwarming.
That's it. Heartwarming. That's what they want.
Well, you do heartwarming very well.
Do I?
Yes. You're very warm and approachable.
You make me sound like a patio eater.
Warmth is what people like about you.
I thought it might be my rugged good looks, stunning intellect and wicked sense of humour.
You didn't really think that, did you? No, it'll be good, this. More people can see the real you.
I suppose so.
Just don't panic and mess it up.
Why would you say that?
Because I think you might panic and mess it up.
So, this is the final planning meeting for tomorrow's job swapperama.
Job swapperama?
Yes, marketing, you know. You sell the sizzle, not the sausage.
My Uncle Bledry sells sausages.
Oh. Does he use any marketing?
He's got the sign on the van.
What does it say?
Dave Whelan, Windows. It's not his van. He borrowed it off his mate, Dave Whelan.
Bryn.
What?
You're going off message.
Oh, sorry.
So, that's all organised. Everyone knows what they're doing. Except you, Justin.
Ah, well, it's sorted, actually, Charlie.
Is it?
Yeah. I've arranged to be at an old person's home when one of the residents tells it. Lovely woman, yeah? She's going to be receiving a telegram from the Queen because she's 100. And we... we'll be there to help her open it.
I like it. It's got heart. It's got warmth. It's very now. It's very today.
Tomorrow, actually.
Her arthritis must be really terrible.
Arthritis?
Well, if she needs us to help her open a telegram.
How's your egg, Justin?
It's like every other single egg I've ever had in my life, then. Right, that's going to be Bryn. Time to go.
Oh, hang on. I've got that speed device for him.
Ready to go?
Just a minute. Ray wants you.
What do you mean?
Ray's got a thing for you.
Oh, no.
What's up?
I'm not that way inclined, mate.
No, I mean...
even if I was, I don't think Ray would be my type.
I mean, he's got that speed detector.
Oh, right.
Here we go, lads.
Is that it? It's massive. What is it?
It's a speed camera detector.
From the 19th century?
Well, Ronnie said it was second hand.
Who owned it before, H.G. Wells?
This is brilliant.
Are you sure it's the Steve Wright show?
No, this gadget. It's fantastic how it's warning us about the speed cameras.
Yeah, it seems to be doing that a lot. The last four traffic lights, it's bleeped.
Yeah, well, the police love traffic lights. It's all part of their sinister plan.
Yeah, but we actually haven't seen a single camera. Hang on a minute.
Do you want me to pull over?
No, no, just keep going.
We're sailing through these lights.
I thought so. This gadget, it's making the lights go green.
Get lost.
No, it is. There goes another one.
That is awesome.
We better stop here.
What? Lest this spooky light-changing power falls into the wrong hands?
No, we're at the old folks' home.
Wow. Looks like an amazing place. All food and wine.
That's the co-op, Bryn. The old folks' home's just behind it.
Well, that's handy then, isn't it? Right, let's get cracking. I'll unload the camera. Let's just have a little test on it. Oh, no, there's nothing happening. I reckon Ray's mental gadget from the future has disabled it.
Have you turned it on?
Oh, no. Okay, here we go. Oh, no, there's nothing happening. Ray may be lovely, but he's totally knackered the camera. What are we going to do?
Take the lens cap off.
Oh, good point.
Oh, you're here already.
Yeah, bang on time. Got lucky with the traffic. So, where's the star of the show, then?
Oh, Elsie, you mean?
I do, our little art warmer.
Well, there's been a slight hiccup.
What?
She's playing hardball.
Hardball?
I don't know how to tell you this, but since she found out she was going to be on the telly, she's only gone and got herself an agent.
An agent? She's going to be on the telly for 2 minutes.
Well, what can I say? She's got herself representation, and she's saying that she can't do it for less than a ton.
£100?
Well, that's not bad. It's only £1 for every year she's been alive.
I've not been given money for guests. Oh, what am I going to do?
Well, I suppose you'll have to speak to her agent, see if you can negotiate.
I'll have to. What kind of low-life scum decides to be an agent and creams off a percentage for a 100-year-old woman's only TV appearance?
It's great to be doing business with you on behalf of my client.
You? You're Elsie's agent?
I am, and I believe you want to negotiate.
I do. Can we?
No. Non-negotiable. £100 cash.
I'll just check with the boss.
Oh, you're here. The programme has started. They're going to come over to us in a minute for a quick hello, then come back for the main piece.
We might not be doing it. Elsie's playing hardball.
What? Elsie's playing hardball? Is that another film you ordered by mistake but in a hotel room?
No, she wants £100. Her agent's making demands.
An agent? What kind of low-life scumbag would become an agent for an old lady?
Oh, don't ask. Just lend me £100.
Me? Why get it off me?
Your management.
I'll have to go to the cash point. Oh, what's my PIN again? I'm always forgetting it.
1, 2, 3, 4.
That's the fella.
80, 90, that's 100. Thank you very much. I shall inform my client.
I'd like to say it's been a pleasure doing business with you. Right, bring Elsie in.
I'll pop the telly on. The programme has started.
Whoa, won't we get feedback?
What, like that was a really terrible show?
No, if you've got the telly and the camera on at the same time.
Thanks, Roger. And now let's take a look at the weather with Carly.
Look at her, she's loving this.
Well, that's what Tanya's always wanted, and she's really good at it.
Cheers.
Hugh Edwards lived in our village when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah, he ran a porno cinema.
Hugh Edwards, the newsreader?
No, no, different bloke.
Thanks, Carly. Later on, we'll be hearing a heartwarming tale of a very special lady in our region who's expecting a telegram message from the Queen. Now, Roger's got the sport.
Not even a mention of me.
It's not about you, mate. It's about Elsie. Where is she?
Gran's gone to get her now.
She better hurry up. We're live in a sec.
Hang on, what's going on?
More now on the breaking news on the traffic chaos in the city centre. If you are just joining us, it seems that all the traffic signals are stuck permanently on green. It's gridlock out there.
You think that was anything to do with us?
No, mate, it's probably a coincidence that we drove across town with an industrial signal changer. And now all the lights are stuck on green.
Phew, that's a relief.
Here she is, the star of the show.
She doesn't look very, what's the word?
Camera-friendly.
Awake.
Oh, she's all right. She's just having a nap.
Elsie! Elsie, love, you okay?
She's asleep, not ill.
She doesn't look like she's asleep. I'll give her a nudge. Elsie! Elsie, love! Wakey-wakey!
Oh, you're right. She's not looking hot.
Oh, God, she's not dead, is she?
Oh, I don't know. I'm her agent, not a doctor.
Let's feel for a pulse.
Careful with my client. She's an asset.
I can't feel anything.
Well, feel for her heartbeat. Oh, don't do that. Do it through her clothes. Give my client some dignity.
I'm sorry.
I've not negotiated a nudity clause.
It's the worst day of my life.
What are we going to do?
Oh, don't you worry.
Oh, I'm not. I've got my money.
Here, I'll give it a kiss of life. Oh, sorry, love, I thought you were ill. She's gone back to sleep.
Oh, she does that. She's always sleeping. I reckon that's why she's made it to be 100.
Well, you could have told me.
Well, you never asked.
Right, I understand. No, that's very bad. Yes, I can see that. Terrible. Investigation, understandable. No. No, I'm not his boss. What would give you that idea?
Who was that?
A TV studio. You're a bit unhappy.
Why?
Well, you know how I was practicing with a camera just then when you were doing all that to Elsie?
Don't tell me that was when you came over to us to do the quick hello.
Okay, you don't want me to tell you that. Even though that's what just happened.
Oh, why didn't you tell me we're live on air?
I didn't realise. I turned the telly down because of your feedback worries, so I couldn't hear.
So what did they see?
What? Apart from you putting your hand down her top and then trying to get off with her?
I suppose that's enough. Well, at least she was asleep.
That doesn't make it any better, Justin.
Oh, no, what have they said?
Well, they cut the picture straight off, so don't worry too much. They went to the traffic chaos in town story. They're coming back live in 1 minute to do the hello again.
Good, right, we can salvage this. Right, get her propped up in that chair.
Righto.
And then you get behind the chair and wave her arm on the screen.
Wave her arm? Who'll do the filming?
Gran can, just point and press the camera. Are you going to be okay?
I'll charge for this, you know.
So, what do you want me to do?
Just crouch behind her, manipulate her arm into a jaunty wave.
And hopefully we can now go back live to Justin and Elsie. Let's hope he's had a cold shower. Justin, how's it going there?
Well, Tanya, I don't know about showers here at the Sunny Ends Retirement Home. It's more assisted baths with manual lifts.
Is that a joke, Justin?
Well, yes.
Oh, right.
Well, the excitement is building here. Elsie is 100 years young today and she's expecting to open a telegram from the Queen when you come back to us later in the programme.
She doesn't look too excited, Justin. She looks asleep.
Oh, don't be deceived by appearances, Tanya. Say hello, Elsie.
Hello.
She's very excited. OK, stop waving now, Elsie. Elsie.
Hello.
She's got a very deep voice.
Heavy smoker, and she lived to be 100.
Hello!
Right, well, we'll be back later to see Elsie open that telegram.
How do you reckon that was?
You're a right pair of idiots. Bryn, you've got a great future ahead of you.
Thank you.
As a puppeteer.
Well, you told me to do it, Justin.
I said wave her arm. I didn't tell you to be a ventriloquist.
I used to love ventriloquists on the telly. Ray Allen and Lord Charles, Keith Harrison Orville, the Crankies.
Crankies aren't a ventriloquist act.
Oh, wasn't she a puppet? She was always sitting on his knee.
That's a very different story.
Hey, Elsie doesn't look very good. This isn't going to be heartwarming, it's going to be depressing.
No, this is a disaster.
Well, lads, I might just have a solution.
Go on.
How about I'll stand in for her? All old people look the same.
Whoa, that's a bit ageist.
Oh, I'm not prejudiced about people because of their age. I hate people for all sorts of different reasons.
That won't work. She's been seen by the TV audience now.
It'll be simple. I'll just put a coat and hat on.
All right. Oh, thanks, Gran.
Do you think I'd let you down on your big chance?
Well, no.
Happy to help. For a fee.
Not more money, surely.
It's show business, not show friends.
How much?
Well, I'm not a monster. I don't want to turn the screw. Same fee as Elsie.
Another 100? Go on then, Bryn, cash point.
110 with my agent's fee.
Who is your agent?
Me. I look after myself. Well, you can't trust anyone in this business.
Well, you are good. Could you be my agent? What's my pin again?
Not been your best day, has it, Justin?
No, not really.
Charlie wants to speak to you.
I bet he does. It wasn't that bad, was it?
No! I mean, causing traffic carnage is one thing.
Well...
Then having a complaint from Elsie's family about you assaulting her.
But...
Putting your hand down her top.
Oh, it's not good, is it?
On top of that, getting your gran to stand in.
That was me thinking on my feet. It's like she says, it's show business, not show friends. I was being savvy.
Being savvy is selling your own grandmother, not getting her to help you commit fraud.
Fraud?
Conspiracy to defraud is a very serious issue, Justin.
Who was I defrauding? I was the one defrauded. 210 quid I give her in the end.
And the telegram from the Queen was a fake.
Yeah, well, the delivery guy was stuck in that traffic and the beer mat was the nearest thing we had.
On top of that, you didn't raise any sponsor money for needy kids.
I didn't know we had to be sponsored.
But what did you think it was for?
Profile raising.
Is that all you can think about? I don't know, Justin. I'm just glad Elsie isn't around anymore to witness this.
She died?
No, she's gone to Elton Towers to spend 100 quid.
Well, at least that's one good thing to come out of the day. Hey, fancy a drink?
Oh, I'm going for dinner with Miles.
Very nice.
Actually, I think he's going to pop the question.
Could I have one of your chips?
I found an engagement ring in his pocket.
Oh, when you were rifling through his things.
Thing is, Justin, he's not like you. He's not always messing things up.
Oh, thanks, Tanya. And, are you going to accept if he asks you to marry him?
Yeah, definitely.
Best day of my life. What a heartwarming ending.
In Everyone Quite Likes Justin by Justin Morehouse and Jim Poyser, Justin was played by Justin Morehouse, Bryn by Lloyd Langford, Lisa by Christine Bottomley, Charlie by Mark Chatterton, Ray by Paul Copley, Tanya by Victoria Elliott, and Gran was played by Anne Reid. The producer was Stephen Canny.